This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. It is gorgeous out the window. Just going to be another beautiful day. Our national contest, 11K a day, is coming back starting tomorrow. First code word, 705. So we'll give you 11 hours straight in a row. Your chance at $1,000 will be a different code word and a special number to text it to each hour. So be listening. Who doesn't want $1,000? I'm sorry.
The Radio Alice Report.
If I raise my hand when you ask that,
you don't want $1,000.
Oh.
Yeah. Keep that hand down by your side.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floorcraft. Save up to 50% on select flooring and find great savings throughout the store with the Don't Stress the Mess sale right now at Floorcraft Carpet One Floor and Home, San Francisco. Visit floorcrafthome.com for details. Today's weather, sunny and perfect. It's going to be heating up. I mean, it's summer in California.
Sure.
But, you know, that's coming around the corner. So enjoy this perfect weather while we got it. You know, I didn't mention this heading into commercial, and I feel bad because this man deserves a great promotion.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Scott sure Budman, Alice News Network number one correspondent in the field, NBC Bay Area, and part-time NASA photographer, Scott Budman.
Scott Budman.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Nice. Oh. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Hey, Scott.
Hi. Good to see you guys.
Nice to see you, too.
Sorry. Am I doing something wrong? Hold on.
No, you're fine. Okay. Just, he was a little
So,
hot.
Scott, welcome to the show.
Yes.
And thank you for coming on. I've got a couple things for you before we get to the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference announcements. Number one, I wanted to ask you, this is more of an opinion, but I know that you're sort of into everything tech. Mm. The Department of Justice just announced the retrieval of that ransom money that was paid by Colonial Pipeline in order to get their oil back online and get the East Coast running normally again. And so this is
right.
One of those announcements they make where they're like, we got the money back from the hackers. We got them, everyone.
Oh.
But really, I don't quite understand what... Isn't that a too late to really be celebrating kind of situation?
A little bit, because, yeah, the hack happened and the ransom was paid. But I think a celebration is in order because they proved that with a little bit of technology and a court order, they could get that money back, or in this case, they could get that Bitcoin back, which tells future hackers, hey, it turns out if you're trying to hack into something infrastructure-wise or otherwise, say a company, and you think, hey, if we get Bitcoin or some cryptocurrency, nobody will be able to trace this. You're wrong.
Ah.
And you see a couple things that happened. You're probably seeing hackers thinking, okay, well, that scotches my plan. I'm not going to go out there and do that big hack and try to get some Bitcoin. Also, the price, the value of Bitcoin actually dropped sharply since the announcement because all those crypto traders out there that were thinking, we're going to do illegal stuff and no one will be able to track us, have been proven wrong. It turned out they can find you.
Mm. Okay.
It's actually good news. I thought it was all just numbers, you know?
A lot of it is code, but if you hack, or excuse me, if you get a court order to say get into the account, whether it's a Coinbase account or whatever, where that money is kept, they have to give you the money. You're the federal government. So now what it's telling these traders is the IRS is likely onto you. And, hey, hackers, we can find you and we can find your money.
There was a guy who had one more chance left to open up his little hard drive that had his codes in it. Can he also call the government police to help him?
That's a great question. I wonder if he should be calling the government and saying, hey, I've got all this money. And
that is very funny. Wow.
Is it ill-gotten gains or is it really his? Who knows?
Well, I think he got it early on, and it grew in value because of that. But back to this one, you know, one of the things I thought is, especially where hackers are concerned, you know, that victim mentality where you go, well, I better not say anything. I don't want more trouble. I better just take it like a soldier and hope that they go away. I think that on that bright side, this announcement is a good thing in that they're able to say, look, we're not going to just roll over and take that. We're fighting back.
Right.
The fear, though, is that these hackers already seem one step ahead of everybody. So does that make them mad and worse?
To get their money.
It's true. I don't know that this makes it worse. I think what it tells us is, yeah, the hackers are one step ahead of everybody. A lot of the technology they're hacking into is really old. So it shows, yeah, all this infrastructure, we have a lot to worry about when it comes to our electrical grids and our, you know, power and our water and all that stuff. So yeah, that's dangerous. But the hackers used to be two steps ahead of us because they could also hide their money. Now it seems they can't. And that's a big incentive to have a ransom, is to be able to get away with the money.
Okay, one more thing before we get to the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference. Apparently, there was a big internet outage which took down a bunch of websites this morning. I don't know if it was late afternoon yesterday or this morning. Do you know anything about that at all? Because I was actually sort of thinking, so a company that runs these things for these companies, I guess, had a problem. And so the New York Times website went down and CNN lost their website. Do you know anything about that, or is that just breaking news?
No, I mean, it happened, I think, about 3 or 4 hours ago. And yeah, it was one of these large. Happened. Yeah, it was widespread, and it hit Amazon. It hit, I think, Reddit and Twitch. So all the early, you know, surfers and social networkers were like, oh, my gosh. But I think it's all back on now. And I think it also hit the UK. So it's one of those temporary things where something very large, and I don't know what it was, but it took down hundreds of websites, which, you know, the World Wide Web is quite connected, and a lot of it is on, you know, these Amazon web servers. And so when something big happens like that, it takes down a whole lot of little sites and some big ones. And that's what happened this morning. But it looks to me like everything is back and back on within the last hour or so.
All right, good. So now the thing that you actually called to talk about, you're probably like, this guy comes up with all these questions before I even get on to do my segment. What the?
Squeeze everything out of you before we get to the one thing.
So what is the Worldwide Developers Conference and what was announced yesterday? Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, tell us everything.
Well, so this is Apple's annual sort of, you know, it's traditional that they bring in all the web developers and the software developers and say, here's what we're going to do. You guys go make it great. And that's how we get the App Store. And that's how we get all these maps and all these kind of things. This one, it's still being done virtual. So it's not quite the love fest that you usually see in, say, the Moscone Center or Apple headquarters. Mm-hmm. And the theme this year all came down to privacy and security, which is interesting because we've talked about that a lot. We just did with, you know, the hack of a pipeline, and who knows why the web went down this morning. Everyone's worried about their security and privacy. So Apple did roll out a few things to make your life a little easier. For example, now if you use your camera to take a picture and there's a phone number in the picture, you can click on the picture and call whatever, you know, the number has. So little conveniences like that. The maps got a little better. They're a little more 3D. Everybody's competing with everybody now. So Google Maps might be the standard, but Apple says, hey, we want you to use our maps when you're in the car or even walking. So all these kind of little things, but with privacy, it was big. And one of the things that struck me was you can really set your settings so that you can't be tracked simply because of your internet address. Or The person on the other line, and I don't know if this happens to you, it drives me crazy, they can't know if you've opened up an email or not that they've sent. And I don't know if you've ever had this discussion with someone, because it takes a lot to freak me out privacy-wise, but for some reason, when they say, look, I know you opened that email, or hey, I will not be ignored, you didn't open my email, that to me is a little strange. And yet that happens all the time. That is a piece of software that companies have that can literally track whether or not you're opening their email. So you can disable that on your side and just have all this stuff be a little more, you leave a little fewer breadcrumbs around as you're surfing through the internet.
Is it like the red receipts that you can turn on and off on your text messaging?
Yeah, very much like that. And right, so if someone will know, hey, you didn't even open my text, that's how it's been working for emails a lot. And it's called literally hide my email. But there are a lot of these things, and part of this is taking on the concerns people have about Amazon and about Facebook and about Google and YouTube, that they're tracking everything we do.
Right.
And Apple, which it should be said, makes the hardware that brings us to all these things, so they're kind of complicit in all this. But they're saying at least, hey, we're not going to let those guys track you everywhere you go. And that makes it harder for them to give us those personalized ads. So it'll be interesting to see 6 months from now if we're thinking even, wow, if I had a rowing machine, I might have better ads. If that, you know how those ads will start sort of
all of a sudden, there they are, right?
All of a, yeah, and every
like
email you send.
And,
it'll be interesting to see if that slows down a little bit. That seems to be the point. And that's why Facebook is fighting this, because they make their quadrillions of dollars in revenue
right.
by knowing what you want and then being able to tell you how to get it.
All right. And then surprising. They've got a bunch of updates in terms of just the regular newest operating system is updated, right? I think that's, what are they calling it, Monterey?
Oh.
Monterey, right. And they've got OS 15 now, and a better way to sort of monitor your health. And you can send your doctor health records again, you know, through your phone. This is a privacy concern, but there are already apps that let you do this. Apple is just trying to say, we'll put a layer of encryption in. And this is all very important, but it's, I mean, it's certainly not as sexy as ransom and Bitcoin, but it's sort of a little push towards trying to make all this technology that we use, use us a little less, just know a little less about us. And
that's
we should
nice.
Feel good about that. This is on the day, by the way, when if you have any Amazon devices, they're all going to hook up and communicate with your neighbors as you share your Wi-Fi through your neighborhood on Amazon Sidewalk. So this is a day where a lot of privacy is sort of coming and going at the same time.
You know, I don't know. I'm curious. You don't have to get too deep into it. But do you like the health aspects that Apple has introduced? I personally love my watch. I love my dumb little rings and closing them. I will sit there if I'm bored and just put my finger on the crown of the watch and check my heart rate. I love it. I don't know if you're using it all or not.
I do. This stuff has turned me into like a numerologist. I never cared about numbers or anything. And now I can check how many steps I've taken and heart rate and all this stuff. And it is fascinating, but it's also very important. The one thing I'd like to see even more of in technology is health. And, you know, we can help diabetes. We have apps that help women on their cycles. We have apps that can tell us, you know, our heart rate while we're exercising, if it's at a good level or a dangerous level. This is all very important because so many of us do this by ourselves, right? We don't go to the doctor until something horrible has happened, but maybe we get a little hint, hey, you're running a little high here, or, you know, you're running a little fast or a little slow. And this is all very important as we, you know, communicate with our doctors, but also just sort of self-diagnose, which for whatever reason, everybody does. And I'm fascinated by this, and I'd like to see even more of it, especially when it comes to women's health. That is an area that is underserved, drastically underserved. And here's something that could be a great equalizer, because everyone has a phone. Everyone can wear, you know, some sort of a wearable device.
Yeah.
And they can, you know, for lack of a better term, track us. But for good, I think. It can help us by telling us what healthcare things we should be doing and what we're doing right.
I agree. I love this stuff.
It's a long way of saying
I think it's important that they protect us, you know, from that information being widely stolen. But I do think it's important. I love it. And I can't recommend it enough to others. Okay, Scott, anything else from your journey through the Worldwide Developers Conference?
No, I mean, yesterday was day one. Today's day two. It seems like this is just sort of, we're putting it all out there. Here's the new operating system. You've got the phones. You know, there's nothing all that sexy that's being updated. But the idea that we're telling developers, instead of just go wild, we're telling them, hey, do this, but keep us safe. Keep our privacy and data safe is kind of a new era in technology. And I think it's a backlash because of where we've come so far. And I think it's a good thing.
I will close your segment with a text from 408. I love Scott Budman. He is such a value add to the ANN. Best radio family ever. Love you guys.
Aww.
Thank you, Scott Budman.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's
Have
awesome.
Have a wonderful day. We always appreciate you.
Thank you.
Always
too.
Great to see you.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Okay, so I am out of time. I'll do my my woman getting impaled by an umbrella story next hour.
Oh.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of what you guys had to say. Emma admitted she has a huge crush on Tom while on set, but he was so much older and didn't even bother with the younger ones. Someone else says, Emma's had a boyfriend for a year.
Nah, she
is it this
it's
guy?
Definitely Draco Malfoy. They're definitely together.
I think he's the guy who stays over and wears his clothes at night. I think he might even have spent the night in her bed with his clothes on.
Cuddling? Snuggling?
I don't even know if that happens. I think he laid there
We're
wide
spooning,
awake.
We're spooning, but I'm behind you, Tom.
Wishing she would tap him on the shoulder and say, you know what I need? And it never happened.
I need a sandwich from the kitchen? I was thinking ham and cheese with mustard and pickles.
No. No,
can
that's
go,
not what a guy who's spending the
me?
Night in your bed is thinking. But, you know, okay, you stay there with that. He's thinking about food or making you food, right?
Well, that's what she's thinking about.
Right.
I wouldn't know. I'm a girl, so I don't know what he's thinking about. How would I know what a guy was thinking?
Good point. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We are going to check out a fine wazoo.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.